technology.
The Coral Daily Download on Talk Sport with Coral. Your best bet for breakfast.
Let's get the latest sporting odds now. Coral spokesman, it's a warm welcome. Nice return for Dave Stevens. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Al. Good morning, Dom. It's great to be back on Talk Sport. Well, what have you done with Simon Clare? One morning he does with you and he's gone missing. What did you do to him yesterday?
Well, do you know what? He's beginning to sort of enjoy himself in later life, you know, so... I'll be honest with you, I went home. I didn't take him anywhere.
Well, I'm hearing some very worrying rumours, Al, that the word around TalkSport tells you you're a changed man now. Can we put this rumour to bed now? This is nonsense, surely.
A changed man?
A changed man.
Well,
slightly.
I'd be careful who you're talking to.
I mean, the Cheltenham box is already stocked up, Al. We're relying on you to inject some money back into that Cotswolds economy next month.
Don't worry about that. I am there from Monday till Monday. I am down for the duration.
Oh, no, we don't want to inject that much back into the economy.
We'll try and get Dom down there for an hour.
I'm trying. I'm coming. Tuesday and hopefully Thursday.
Tonight, I tell you what, let's start with the other game tonight. Leverkusen against Paris Saint-Germain. A lot of people are telling me they think Paris Saint-Germain are dark horses to get to the final.
Yeah, well, I mean, we shouldn't forget the PSG are another team that have got a lot of Far Eastern, Middle Eastern money behind them now.
Qataris.
Absolutely. So, you know, they are one of Europe's big hitters now. They're favourites to win in Leverkusen tonight. 13-10 shots. Leverkusen, 23-10. Same price, the draw. On the outright, PSG, 14-1 shot, which is around the same sort of price as Atletico, Chelsea, Man City.
Is that win only? 14-1?
That's now each way half the odds, first two. To get to the final, 7-1 shots PSG.
There you go.
And you're quite sweet on PSG, Al.
I am. I think the whole side is strong. And one or two might just hit them a little bit light. So, yeah, I think they'll go a long way. Now, tonight, what a cracker. Oh. Messi and co. against City.
Yeah, I've got to say, just firstly, I mean, as a football fan, I think this year is absolutely compelling. The Premier League wide open, top and bottom. You know, as a Portsmouth fan, I haven't got a lot to cheer about. So watching it as a neutral is great fun. And Man City, Barcelona tonight and Arsenal, Bayern tomorrow night. Whoa. This is what the Champions League is all about. And these will be huge turnover matches. Man City at home, but slight underdog, 7-4. Barca, 13-8 favourites, 12-5 the draw there. The general consensus is with two such great attacking teams, there has to be goals. And it's odds on both teams score. Lionel Messi, well, he's a threat wherever he goes. 9-2 top price to score first tonight. Negredo, same price to open the scoring for City. Again, the consensus seems to be City need to take some sort of lead to the new camp for
Pedro,
the second
what
leg.
Price Pedro?
Pedro to score the first is at a very... You've stumped me straight away. Simon Clare put you up to that, didn't he?
No.
Is Pedro playing? He's not even in our betting, Al.
He's not in the betting?
No. We'll come back to that one.
Yeah, OK, it could do. I will recheck in the Racing Post.
Just threw one in there, didn't he?
No, well, but tomorrow night as well.
Tomorrow, yeah, Arsenal. But I mean, Arsenal, unbelievable. 4-1 outsiders to win at home. 8-11 Bayern. Bayern, of course, reigning champions. They are the team to beat. They are our 9-4 favourites in the outright. If you fancy a good week for the Premier League teams, I know Simon yesterday, I think he gave you 10-1 Man City and Arsenal double. I'm going to give you 12-1 now. More
12
generous.
I knew that. You're more bubbly, you're more generous.
The reverse side of that, of course,
and you're more tanned. Where have you been?
What's Barcelona and Bayern?
Barca and Bayern on the other side is a 7-2 double. Oh. And I had to get a little break in before I started this TalkSport holiday with you, because I know the next few months are going to be absolute hell.
So a bit of Dubai, probably, with the racing?
Well, you know, there was a bit of golf on
as
well.
Dom's going to Southall today and you're in Dubai.
Southall.
Well, we need to get the download. What is you've
nothing
got
wrong
a horse?
With Southall.
I agree. Nothing wrong with Southall at all. You've got a horse running
Soul
today.
Instinct,
what is the word?
Yes.
Come on, just tell Al and I.
The word is we're hoping it gets a good run.
Right, well, that's playing that's your cards close to your chest.
Oh, well, yes.
Come on, Dom, stop messing about.
He's only just been gelded. He had a run in Lingfield 2 weeks ago, came sixth, didn't he?
He's had them off. Well, how long ago?
Three weeks? Yeah, about 3 weeks.
Well, he should be all right, no excuses.
So, 10-1 he is, 10-1.
And the favourite's just gone out.
Ticky-wicky's come out. If we're on tomorrow and we see you at Southall celebrating, we will not be happy. You're not putting us on this.
No, I know. David Luiz today in the back page of the Sun's talking about England's chances. He builds them up. Let's hear from England manager Roy Hodgson speaking yesterday about the World Cup hopes.
It would be foolish, I think, if you were too pragmatic and too bogged down by the reality of the situation. You've got to, when you put your head on the pillow at night, imagine your team getting the greatest successes and playing very well and coming back to heroes' welcomes. Otherwise, it will become a very, very boring exercise.
What price England?
Yeah, the Roy Hodgson there, never knowingly getting too excited. They're 28 to 1 now, which, you know, you've been a punter a long time, so have I. England never, ever been anywhere near this price for a major tournament. I think it's realistic, and as yet, this real sort of patriotic punt hasn't started. At 28 to 1, I'm sure we will. As you say, David Luiz saying that England should have more confidence. But Brazil, 3 to 1 favourites to win on home soil, 28 to 1 England. And it says it all that in the betting of stage of elimination, going out in the group stage is favourite. We're up against it, no question. But listen, it's great to be back on TalkSport in World Cup year.
Absolutely.
Brazil in Brazil. It's going to be fantastic.
Will Alan Brazil get back from Brazil? That's
yes,
what I
he will.
Know.
Yes, you heard from Dave Steele.
This is the new change, Alan Brazil, Tom.
Curling, quick one, Dad. We're running out of time, but curling, it was brilliant. Scotland got through. Sorry, GB got through.
Team GB, Al. Team GB. Curling, a sport we know nothing about, but we all got excited. Canada 6-5 favourites. We are up against Sweden next, 2-1. GB 13-2 outsiders of fourth
round
gold
great.
Medal. But what a sport curling is.
Oh, yeah. I loved it today.
Lots of places
don't worry,
in England.
Don't worry, the minivan driver, Team GB, is from Dagenham, so you can take a look about that.
Come on, Great Britain.
More from Coral tomorrow morning. Dave Stevens, top man, 8:27.
The Coral Daily Download on Talk Sport with Coral. Your best bet for breakfast. The Alan Brazil Sports.